It's time now for 90 Mile View, the series that gives us glimpses into the lives of folks who live and work in worlds different from our own. James White is the fifth-generation publisher of the Benton County Enterprise, the weekly paper started by his great-great-great-grandfather in 1879 down in Warsaw, Missouri. James White, welcome to Up to Date. So nice to have you.
Thank you very much.
Tell our listeners a little bit about Warsaw.
Well, Warsaw is a progressive town on the lake. It's grown a lot. We have a pretty healthy and vibrant Main Street, despite the economy. And behind Main Street, we have a harbor area with a new walking trail system, an amphitheater. It's pretty stunning for a small town. And in fact, we're getting ready next week to open a $1.5 million pool in Lay Park. And the population continues to grow, but mostly we've been very blessed with the Osage River and Truman Lake. It's provided steady income through more than one recession.
Yeah. Well, you're a fifth-generation publisher. That's quite a streak.
I think we have been on a good streak. We've been here for 134 years.
Wow. And why did you want to follow in your family's footsteps there?
Newspaper business and media, I think, is compelling. And, of course, there was the sense of family history and kind of an obligation.
Well, you're preaching to the choir here, James. I'm all on board with you. Well, one of the most compelling stories the Enterprise has been covering of late is that involving the Benton County Sewer District Number 1. How long has that district been around?
The district's been around since the late 90s, and it serves about 360 property owners.
But when did members start complaining about the way the board was conducting the district's business down there?
That all began 3 years ago. When a board member kind of started making accusations against the president of the board, and that eventually led to the sheriff's department being called in, and then finally the FBI.
The FBI?
The FBI were called in, and that was about 2 years ago, and they didn't find any discrepancies.
Mm-hmm. So where do things stand today then, James?
Right now, in the fall, it was voted to dissolve the sewer district. However, a federal judge ruled that null and void, so the sewer district is still in existence. There are sewer district dissidents that are actually holding a fundraiser tonight to raise money to have the judge's decision overturned.
And the big issue here was the rates sort of went up unexpectedly, right?
The rates went up by about 18%, but the district had been, it's a volunteer board, and it wasn't professionally managed. The folks that were managing it were doing the best they could do, but I think that, you know, they were in a little bit over their heads.
And at one point, there were funds missing from the district savings account. Tell us about that.
The funds, when they went in and did an audit, there were not actually funds missing. There have been several lawsuits against the district where they owe suppliers money, but they've since worked that out and have reached a payment plan.
Now, when an issue comes up like this, James, how big a deal is it in Warsaw, Missouri?
It's been a three-year odyssey. It's been a pretty big deal. It's been colorful, to say the least. During the last election to dissolve the board, they had brought an outhouse into Main Street and had it set up in the back of a truck near the courthouse and with some colorful language on the side of it.
And how do people react to that?
You know, the people that are really involved in the district were certainly involved, but a lot of people that it didn't affect, I think, were more amused by it. And at this point, you know, it just seems like it's never ending.
Mm-hmm. And I gather it's sort of topic A around the coffee house down there.
It is topic A. I mean, the accusations that have flown around have been wild. And to my knowledge, I don't think we've ever had the FBI come in and seize material and records from a place.
So right now, then, just to wrap up this story, who's managing the district and how satisfied are people with what's happening today?
The district board, it's the same board. Ted Seek is the president. He's been the longtime president. And from the way I understand it, things are actually running fairly smoothly. And folks, I think, are okay. You know, there are a group of people who would like to have the district's still dissolved, but it doesn't look like that's going to be very likely.
I imagine this story's been living on the front page of your newspaper down there, the Benton County Enterprise.
it has been on the front page more than once, and especially when we had the outhouse on Main Street. That was a good front page picture.
I bet it was. Well, James White, so good to have you join us for 90 Mile View. Again, we'll hopefully have you on again sometime soon. James White is a publisher of the Benton County Enterprise in Warsaw, Missouri. Thanks so much for your time today, James. I sure
You're
appreciate
very welcome.
It. You can find more information on 90 Mile View and all of our broadcasts at kcur.org. Don't forget to follow KCUR on Facebook and this program on Twitter. We're at KCUR Up to Date. Our show's theme music is by Bobby Watson and the UMKC Conservatory of Music Concert Jazz Band. We had help this week from KCUR's Kim Noble, Danny Alexander, Beth Lipoff, Caitlin Brennan, and Sangeeta Sastry. Our senior producer is Steven Steigman. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you are up to date.